It's the Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in, ma. Okay, that's terrible. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We have your chance right now to win Ariana Grande tickets. Let's talk to, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, line number 8 it is. Abigail, hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
I am dropping off kids to school and heading back home.
Is that like a real thing you're actually taking them to school, or is that like a sailing for the bathroom?
No, that's like a real thing, unfortunately.
How many kids?
I am not a morning person.
How many kids do you have?
I have a daughter, and my fiance has a son.
Oh, cool. It's like the beginnings of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, with the family here.
Very, very early.
Yeah.
What? Everybody's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Isn't the Brady Bunch like, here's
there's
a story
six.
With, oh.
There's six of them. There's only two of them. How old are your kids?
7 and 8.
Oh, wow. That's cute. Are they in the same grade?
They are a year apart and in first and second grade.
Aww.
All right. Well, I think you need to win these tickets then. Hopefully you can. If not, everybody else, hang on hold. The number 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop, can you help explain the game we're about to play?
Yeah, this game is called What's Grande-er, meaning what's bigger. So let me give an example. What's Grande-er? Joe, Liv, or Porkchop?
A Porkchop.
Oh, I am not Grande-er.
No, you're saying Porkchop's bigger than Joe?
Okay. I'm thinking Grande is like a medium.
No.
Right?
Meaning like Grande, meaning like what's the biggest,
right,
the largest.
So you only have two options. So it's like what's Grande-er, Joe or Porkchop? It would be Joe. Get it?
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
What's bigger?
But now that Abigail gets it, that's why I'm glad we do these little practice questions, because I think she would be right, because you're kind of in the middle. Liv's smaller. I mean, Alex is on vacation, so she doesn't count. She'd be the smallest.
But isn't grande, like, large in Spanish?
I think it's large. What's venti, then?
Oh, that's Starbucks terms.
I'm thinking Starbucks.
Yeah, I'm thinking Starbucks too, girlfriend. We're on the same page. Will you take me to the concert if you win, since we're on the same page?
You know, I do not have anyone. I might take my daughter, honestly.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it later.
All right. Let's just reset this to make it really simple. We're going to give you two options. You tell us which one is grande-er or grande-er, whatever's bigger, okay? We're just using fancy words to come up with a cute, cheeky game. What is the first one, Producer Porkchop?
What is grande-er, Uranus or Neptune?
Neptune.
You're looking for the diameter, and that is incorrect.
Wait, Uranus is bigger?
Yes, with the 15,759, meters, I forgot to put it. And then Neptune is 15,299.
Yeah,
I would have guessed Neptune was bigger, but apparently there's a large Uranus out there.
Yeah, it is slightly larger.
All after right. Big Sean. Next.
Oh, Ariana Grande. I get it. All right, you're still in this game. What's the next question, Producer Porkchop?
What's grande-er, Nicaragua or Indiana? We're looking for population. Nicaragua is a country. Okay. Indiana is a state in which we live.
Oh, okay.
And we're looking for the population. Nicaragua?
Not Indiana. Okay. I'm sitting here thinking country, state. I'm like, yeah.
So which is it?
Indiana would be the smallest.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Indiana has a population of 6.6 million, and Nicaragua has a population of 6.28 million. So Indiana is grande-er in population.
Dang, girl.
That was clever.
We're learning today. That never happens on the show. Abigail, you're still in this, but barely.
We're going to make them easier here. What's grande-er, a McDouble or a Big Mac?
A Big Mac.
That is correct.
Woo! Yay!
A Big Mac has three pieces of bread. A McDouble only has two.
I don't even eat meat, and I know that.
And they both have two meat patties. Good job.
What do you got against meat?
Everyone in my family thinks I'm the weirdest. I'm a pescatarian. It's just like a health thing.
A what? It sounds like a denomination of church.
No, it's nothing religious. It's just like a health thing.
Oh, why? I have friends that are Presbyterian.
Like, why? Why a health thing? Like, you think, like, meat's just, like, bad for your blood and stuff like that?
Well, I like statistically, like pescatarians and vegetarians, like their blood is, I think it's like 8 times less to get any type of cancer.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And less likely to have a vampire bite your ass because you're so boring with taste. You've got basic blood.
And they typically live, you know, roughly 10 years longer.
Well, I hope you live forever.
What's grande air? A handle of fireball or a fifth of fireball?
A handle of fireball or a fifth? A handle.
That is correct.
She knows that one.
A handle is 1.75 liters, and a fifth is 757 milliliters.
Okay, so you're about to make the comeback of the century to win these Ariana Grande tickets. There's one more question left. Come on, Abigail. Do this.
Now, these are both fictional whales. What's grande air? Moby Dick or Free Willy?
Think Moby about Dick. It.
Moby Dick is correct.
Yay!
You are a winner. A sperm whale is bigger than a killer whale.
So Moby Dick was a sperm whale.
Yes.
Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Hey, congratulations. You just won yourself Ariana Grande tickets. Way to go.
Oh, my gosh. I would have never assumed that you would have picked my call. This is awesome. Thank you, guys.
Of course, we love everybody. Yeah, it's going to be going on April 12th, 2019 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and you're also qualified to see Ariana anywhere in the U.S. She's got shows all across the country, so way to go.